You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Greetings, it's Peggy.
And Ellen.
And also Ellen.
Can you do that again, Peggy? Say it nicely.
Greetings, it's Peggy. And also Ellen.
No, but
Greetings, it's Peggy.
I'm the nucleus.
Also, Ellen.
You're doing it the same way
so
every time.
So excited today. Our guest is Lily Cooper.
Lily Cooper.
The daughter of Chuck Cooper.
I mean, you don't need to. I don't think that should be the second thing you say
well,
about her.
Well, she knows it. She knows that's her dad.
But, I mean, she's a Tony nominee. Like, lead with that. And then be like, you know what?
Okay,
she's
okay, also. Okay. Today, our guest is Chuck Cooper's daughter, Lily. Also a Tony nominee. Chuck Cooper's Tony-nominated daughter, Lily Cooper, is our guest. She doesn't have a Tony, though. She lost. Oh, I'm so excited to talk to her.
We had a great conversation with Lily Cooper right after Tootsie closed, right?
No, we talked to her about being an Elphaba.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. Yeah, she was that.
Yeah, she was an Elphaba.
She was Elphaba cover. And then she was...
She was Elphaba on the road.
She's done very, very well.
Yeah, lots of stuff. She works all the time.
She's very tall.
I just found out that Betsy Wolf's pregnant, so now other women are going to get jobs.
Because Betsy Wolf is going to give them up?
Well, she's going to be pregs. She's not going to be able to do jobs.
Right.
So some other women will get jobs for like a year.
What does that have to do with Lily Cooper?
I don't know. It just made me think of it. Speaking of women that work all the time.
Lily Cooper does work all the time. She, I think, was on Broadway from the time she was 16.
Oh, Spring Awakening, right?
Spring Awakening. Like, right. She was, like, I don't know, still in high school or something. And she's, like, that's what happens when you're from a, you know.
You know, stage family.
A theater legacy. She's a theater.
She has two adorable dogs, which automatically makes me like her. And, yeah, she's doing very, very well. Who knows what she'll do next if she'll work again. That remains to be seen. Let's ask her.
I think we will. I think she's going to be fine.
Mm, well, you're going to love this. We can't wait to talk to Lily Cooper.
Lily,
stay tuned.
Cooper, only on Getting Peggy With It on the Broadway Podcast Network. Here's our conversation. Go, Brittany.
Getting Peggy With It. Greetings, it's Peggy, and you're listening to Getting Peggy With It. And I'm very thrilled to have one of my faves back. Lily Cooper.
Hi.
Hi, Lily. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, my gosh. Lily Cooper, you are fresh off of your last show. Did it close?
It did. It just
Tootsie.
Closed. Yeah. Tootsie.
You are a Tony loser.
I'm a Tony loser.
Congrats.
It's better than a Tony nothing, right?
It's better than a Tony nothing, yeah. And you come from a legendary Tony family. Your father has a Tony award.
Yeah, he's a Tony winner.
He's a Tony winner, yeah. So do you think that he was disappointed or was he happy that you got a Tony nom?
Utterly disappointed. He hasn't spoken to me since.
Yeah, I can imagine that's tough for him because it's part of his legacy.
Right. So basically he's disowned me. I think I'm actually going to have to change my last name now.
Yeah. Probably nobody knows you're his daughter anyway.
True.
Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two older brothers.
Are they actors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are. But they don't have Tony nominations.
No, they don't.
So fuck them.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, I interviewed 3-time Tony loser Brandon Uranowitz.
Whoa.
And I interviewed 3-time Tony loser Andy Carl.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just want you to know that, you know, it gets better.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, it's good.
So,
to know. It's reassuring.
Oh, wow. Tootsie. What's that about?
Tootsie is about a struggling actor.
Uh-huh. Is that you?
No, it's not me. Who I was actually a successful actor.
Oh, okay.
A struggling actor who decides to create a persona to audition for a show, and he ends up booking it, and madness ensues.
Oh, and he dresses in drag.
He sure does.
Mm. And so in the famed movie from the 70s or 80s or whenever it was.
82.
82. Okay, great. Wow. It was Dustin Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And yeah. Then they got
Santino Fontana.
Right. So, wow. They couldn't. It was a big leap there.
Well, he won a Tony, so that was pretty big.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. Yeah. That was, you can't trust the Tonys anymore. I mean, it's not like back in the day when there were really, you know, people really earned them, you know, like in your father's
right.
time.
Right.
And I think we discussed this when we talked about being an Elphaba.
Uh-huh.
Which you were an Elphaba.
I was an Elphaba. Yeah. Still am, really, you know?
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're definitely not.
Okay.
You just had a brief moment in time.
Right.
So Tootsie, was that a good experience?
It was a great experience. It was a group of hilarious people that I loved being around, and we still, you know, hang out. It's only been a week, but we still have a text chain.
Oh, you closed a week ago and you're still friends.
We're still friends.
Good for you.
I'm going out to dinner with some of them tonight.
Oh, that's great. Well, you have nothing else to do. You're unemployed.
I know. I'm really bored.
So, you know, did you perform at the Tonys?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Not this year.
Oh.
Because the number that they performed wasn't my number.
So the show is about a man pretending to be a woman,
mm-hmm.
and then the man won the Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just checking. That's so that. Tell me, let's go back in time,
okay.
Shall we?
Yeah, please.
All right, great. So what was your Broadway debut?
My Broadway debut was Spring Awakening, the original.
The original, not the deaf one.
Revival.
Okay, great.
In 2006.
Oh, you must have been a little baby.
I was a little wee baby. I was 16 years old.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, so I was in high school.
Your dad must have gotten you that job.
Definitely not. All me.
Okay. That's cute.
I was in high school at the time, so mm-hmm. I was a sophomore in high school when we were off Broadway, and then a junior in high school when we debuted on Broadway, and I did perform at the Tonys then.
Was it all kids in that?
It was all like teenagers and young 20s people.
Did you like pump your fists a lot and look emo and be like, it's the death of
living? Yeah, we like jumped up and down and we cursed a lot.
Yeah.
That's what it was like.
Okay, so you didn't get nominated for anything in that?
No.
Did the show win anything?
The show won like 8 Tony Awards. We won Best Musical.
Wow.
We won a lot of stuff, yeah.
And you were like 6 feet tall then, right?
I was super
you
tall.
The exact
I think I'm
same.
The same. I'm the same height that I was.
Yeah.
I think I haven't grown.
So what did you do after Spring Awakening?
I went to college.
You did?
Yeah, I know.
Where?
Right? Weird. I went to Vassar.
Vassar?
Yeah.
Wow. Did your dad get you in there?
No, but like probably being a Broadway show helped. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. Because it takes a lot of smarts to get in there, but
yeah.
What did you study?
Usually. I studied film, so I guess I didn't have to be that smart.
Have you done a lot of film?
I have because I went to film school. I went to film school because I studied film. But my junior year, I studied abroad in Prague, and
that
film.
Sacred place for film. Prague.
It is actually a huge film hub.
Mecca.
That you wouldn't mm-hmm. believe, but it's a very
I'm really
like
big in Prague.
Generically European looking city. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I would hardly call it generic, Lily Cooper.
Well, in terms of like a lot of movies are shot there and they can take place in any European city.
Oh yeah, because it didn't get bombed.
And they shoot it there.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah. So you lived in Prague.
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat those twisty donuts? Those are awesome.
I know what that is.
Yes, they're on every corner.
Really?
Alan knows about them.
I guess I missed
Yeah, they
on
look
that
like
one.
A big tower of donuts.
No. I did have
what did you do? Just
I
drink
did
beer?
Have, yeah, basically. Yeah. Beer was cheaper than water. So
I
like
know.
When we would go out to restaurants, instead of getting water, we would just drink beer. I got really fat.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good for a film career.
Yeah.
So when you came back from Prague, what'd you do?
I graduated from college and then the summer after I graduated, I auditioned for Wicked, and I did the tour.
Wow. So how long did you do Wicked?
I did Wicked on and off for about 2.5 years because I did the tour for a year, and then I had a little break, and then I went back on the tour in Canada, and then I did the Australian production for about
a month.
And then I did Broadway
after
that.
Did you do it with an Australian accent?
No, I didn't. All the Australians do an American accent.
Oh, that, I think it would be great for you to do an Australian accent.
It would be, except that I suck at it.
Do you remember any of the lines from Wicked?
No.
Can you just sing a little bit of No Good Deed with an Australian accent?
No.
I would like that.
No good deed goes unpunished. That's all I can think of.
Hey, you. Are you my friend? I like to dance. I'm Glinda.
That's good.
So.
You should be in Wicked.
Thank you. Well, I would just like to be Chestry, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. Chestry's the best.
I interviewed Jenna Claire Mason. She's one of the Glindas.
I know.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Glinda?
Who's my favorite Glinda? That's hard. I think Kara Lindsay, because we cross
Everybody
over the
says
most.
That.
I know, but she's the best.
She must have paid a heavy coin for that.
She didn't pay me that much.
She's very basic. All right. So after Wicked, mm-hmm. what did you do with your life?
After Wicked, I was unemployed for a while.
Did you wait tables?
Cruising the unemployment. No, I've never waited tables.
Or as unfunny people call it, fun employment. Kill me.
Nope. Definitely unemployment.
Okay, great.
I think I had like one short survival job, which was working at the
Ellen Stardust
station.
Diner.
No, never. I worked at an Equinox at like the desk,
working off
the
beer belly.
Yeah, working off the beer belly, and the only reason I did that was because I got a free gym membership.
Oh, that's smart. That's actually smart. Most sectors are pretty dumb.
My job, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I only worked there for like 2 weeks though, and then I quit.
And then what happened?
What happened after Wicked? Oh, I did Great Comet out at an ART in Cambridge.
Oh, and then you got cut
Pre-Broadway.
When it came in?
Broadway, sure did.
Okay, that's great.
Chip chop.
Too bad.
Right out of there.
And then they gave it to Danae.
No, Danae, I was playing the
Danae's
part.
Danae's so beautiful.
Danae is the most beautiful.
You were playing
woman
the Josh Groban
the
part?
I was playing the Josh Groban part.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
I wasn't famous enough, so they hired Josh
Danae
Groban.
Danae is just lovely. Josh Groban is melatonin on two legs. So, what did you do on Broadway next?
On Broadway next was SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, wow. That closed, right?
It sure did.
Quick, like.
It closed.
Oh, they
quick.
Did that on TV recently.
They did.
Congrats.
I was not in that one.
Okay. That's
Which
too bad
was my
because
choice.
You could put your film, you know, training to
yeah,
work.
Yeah, I know. I could have. Definitely didn't do that.
They said no thanks.
Well, they asked me to do it. I was in the original cast. They asked me to do it. I was busy, unfortunately, so I couldn't do it.
You played Sandy Cheeks.
I did. I played Sandy Cheeks, yes, which is the underwater squirrel.
Yeah, nobody cares. Okay. You wanted to do the TV program?
I did. I mean, I would have
Don't you
I
need
would
those
have enjoyed
coins?
Too. I think there were like a
Tootsie
lot
said
of
no.
reasons.
Tootsie said you
No, actually,
leave.
That's not the reason, but
Oh.
I
Let's turn the cameras off. You can tell us.
Okay. I think the cameras are still on.
You can
that's
tell
okay.
us.
That's okay. It had to do with a lot of sort of like political things.
Oh.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Political things in the world or in the show?
In the show and in the sort of like hierarchy of things. And
Ooh.
I think like there were some money problems and
Were they not paying
disparity.
The women as much as the men?
You said it, I didn't.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to disagree.
We're
going to
open
statement.
This up. So I watched a video of your opening night, and they have a ceremony before opening night called the Legacy Robe.
Yes.
And on your video, Grace San, who I know very well from Motown, he handed the robe to a cast member, Curtis Holbrook.
Yes.
And it was called Gypsy Robe.
Back
so
in, back
what
then it was
what's
called
the difference?
Gypsy Robe. Now I believe it's called the Legacy Robe.
Yeah, why?
Is that right? I believe that there is a certain group of people that find the term gypsy to be derogatory. And so we as a community, as a theater community, have decided against using that word.
Yeah. And what if somebody finds robe offensive?
You know,
it'll just
tomorrow
be
somebody might
legacy
find
cape.
Robe
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Where does it end? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
When are you going to get the legacy robe? It's my question.
Well, here's
are you going to book some more shows?
The legacy robe actually only goes to ensemble members.
Oh, snap. Wow. Just reminding us that she's a principal. You know, much like waiting tables, it's never too late to be in the ensemble and to be humble. It's never too late to be humble.
I think the being in the ensemble and being a swing and being an understudy, I think that's one of the hardest jobs in the theater.
You're right. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
They work very, very hard holding you up.
And I'm so grateful.
Yeah, good. She has to say that. So I want to play a game.
Okay.
Called Fast fire faves. Fast faves. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. You just tell me your favorite fast.
Okay.
Okay? Food.
Sushi.
Album.
Songs in the Key of Life.
Ooh, Cocktail. That's a double album.
Yeah. Manhattan.
Vacation spot.
Tulum.
Ooh, pet name.
Ooh, it's hard because I have two, Dublin and Cosmo, both my dog's names. They're pretty dope.
No, pet name for yourself.
Oh, Lil.
Lil, okay. Is like, that's what your man –
like pet name, like a name that you call your pets. Okay.
Guilty pleasure.
Pizza.
Favorite dancer.
Britney Spears.
Favorite Broadway show of 2019.
Oh my god. Tootsie.
Favorite belter.
Me.
That doesn't count. Okay. Favorite animal.
Doggy.
Favorite rapper.
Biggie.
Favorite tapper.
Gregory Hines.
Lucky number?
What?
Lucky number?
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
March 4th.
What does that make you?
A Pisces.
Oh, okay. Huh? Fish, swish, swish, little fish, just like Ellen Marie Marsh. Ugh. I knew there was going to be a problem. All right. This is a segment we like to call Lasting Impressions.
Ooh.
Lasting Impressions.
So every actor, as we know, has to have a back pocket full of impressions that they can pull from for any callback.
Oh, God.
And you went to school for acting. So, all right.
Okay.
Let's hear your best. Kristen Chenoweth.
Let us be glad. Let us be great, woo! Let us rejoice of life that goodness could subdue.
Dido. You know who that is?
Yeah. Oh, God, but what's that song that she sings? That, like, one song?
Mm-hmm. Do the Cranberries. Alanis.
One hand in my pocket.
Ariana Grande.
I don't like condiments.
Judy Garland. We should play you some Judy Garland. Demi Moore.
Ghost. I'm just listing things that I did.
The word association.
Well, if you see, there's a podcast is an audio
Rihanna
medium, but what I was doing was I was manipulating
mansplaining
a ceramic
a
wet
giraffe.
Ah!
Do they make that noise?
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
This is a segment I like to call Deep Internet Cuts.
Deep cuts from the internet.
So, back in 2014, you were arrested in Dallas, and here's your mugshot. Why were you arrested? Oh,
in Dallas?
Yeah, why were you? Is that, you look different. Were you in disguise?
I was definitely in disguise. Yeah, I was wearing a lot
what
of makeup.
What did you
I
do?
Cut my hair. I was.
Those roots are unfortunate.
It was part of my disguise, so. Actually, it was pretty smart.
Wait, what did you do?
I was peeing outside. It was for public urination.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Did you know you can be naked, though, in New York? Maybe not in Dallas.
No, I think you
can
be
topless.
Yeah, you can be topless. But you don't pee out of your boobs.
I don't know what you do.
Okay.
I don't know your life.
On November 12th, 2013, you got your driver's license. Did you enjoy walking all these years?
Like, how old were you? My God. And why are you wearing an Elizabethan collar?
Ew, Twitter. Four likes. I'm real.
Yeah, four real likes. That's really not the content we're after.
I grew up in New York, so I never had to drive. I learned how to drive when I was 23 years old. Oh, factual. That's
very sweet. Where did you learn?
I learned on tour.
On tour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you drive a lot now?
Cars. No, not at all. I hate driving.
Mm. Well, that was money well spent.
I didn't spend any money.
Now for a segment called Actors Are Dumb.
Everybody knows actors are dumb.
Okay? Everyone knows. I'm going to ask you five trivia questions. Okay. And you're going to answer them for me.
Mm-hmm. Is it multiple choice?
Nope.
Okay.
It's not how trivia works. Mm. Which male tennis player has won the highest number of grand slams?
I feel like this should be multiple choice.
Okay. That's your opinion.
Yes.
When you have your podcast. That's my answer. When you have your podcast, you can do multiple choice.
Okay, great. I don't think I'm going to have a podcast.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think I'd rather be on television.
Which male tennis player has won the most number of grand slams?
John Chariot.
Nope, that's not a person. Roger Federer.
Okay.
Which vegetable has more chromosomes than a human?
What?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
An eggplant.
A potato.
What?
Yeah. Name the first ever heavy metal band.
Bloodlust.
Black Sabbath.
Same thing.
No. Which actor has the most Oscars?
Meryl Streep.
Since Katharine Hepburn, but I need to fact check that.
Yeah, because I feel like Meryl Streep does.
Everybody get on your phone.
Google.
What year did Princess Diana die?
93?
97.
Oh, I'm shockingly close because I had no idea.
It's Meryl Streep. She got it right.
Oh, I got it right.
You
I got
it right. You got one.
Yeah.
Good job. You're not as dumb as you look.
Wait. No, it's Katharine Hepburn. Katharine Hepburn has four wins. Meryl Streep has three. Meryl Streep has 21 nominations.
She has the most nominations.
Trick question.
Yeah. That's of course, you would remember that fact because you're a nominee and not a winner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I have a lot more in common with Meryl Streep than you do.
This is you don't have any Oscar noms.
Do you?
February 16th, 2015, you posted a photo of green makeup wiping into your headphones post-performance.
Ew.
Oh, God, that makes me vim. Do you take pride that you don't wash?
No.
Do you wash?
That's not what that means. Yeah, of course I wash. What do you mean wash? Do I wash my body?
I'm just wondering if
body?
There's anywhere else you don't regularly wash.
I wash it's a question. Every part of my body every day.
Okay, I'm just
every other
asking for a friend.
Can you describe what the picture is for the people that aren't watching?
Okay.
If you're not watching, it's a picture.
Is an audio medium.
What is it?
The picture is of
when I was in
Wicked
holding my headphones and they're green because they were in my ears. With makeup.
With makeup.
We could go on the road.
I know.
That was pretty good.
We have a little duo. That was great.
We could do a little Garth and Kat.
I mean, I'm going to be unemployed after March, so do you want to maybe plan something?
Do you
want to
do
something?
Yeah. And we could do like makeup. I wonder if we could just make up a scene or a song together.
Yeah, let's make up
a
song.
Do you
want to
try?
Okay, you want to do it right now?
Yeah.
Who's going to lead?
You lead.
Okay.
And I will do harmonies.
I am so good at singing. At singing a song. We are so great at singing our song.
Thank you. This has been Lily Cooper and Peggy, and we are available for bookings.
Yep. Starting March 1st.
March 1st. March 4th is her birthday. I'm sure she'll be drunk, but after that, we're available.
Okay, starting March 5th. March 6th. I'll be hungover on the 5th.
She'll be drunk on Manhattan's.
Yeah. Oh, you remembered.
I did. And sushi. That's a weird combo. Little.
Wow.
Let's do a bowl of questions.
Bowl of questions.
Wow, you guys do a deep dive.
I know. That's
wild.
The fun.
The internet never goes away.
Yeah. The internet's never wrong. I mean, never fails.
It's never wrong.
It's often wrong. Lily, what's the weirdest thing you've ever done for money?
Oh, God. I don't know. I was probably drunk when I did it, so how am I supposed to remember?
Oh, wow. That's inspirational for the children.
I think, what's the weirdest thing I've done for money? I think dressing up and singing and dancing in front of people is pretty fucking weird.
Yeah, it's a weird life.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to ask me one?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Peggy, what's your worst/best habit?
I would say my worst habit is my best, and that's just I'm constantly giving to people, and I'm constantly doing things for others. I constantly take people under my wing, like Ellen, and give them purpose. And, you know, so it takes time away from myself. So it's a blessing and a curse.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. What do you give to me?
So that's that.
Peggy?
I have a game. Yep.
What do you give to me?
I just take you into my life and let you be a part of this world. Look at this world I brought you into.
I did this all
Ellen sits on the couch and just shouts things at me. Okay. But she has nowhere else to go, you know, because her last show closed. Yeah, when shows close, as you know, because yours just closed.
Next show's coming up, so mm-hmm. I'm fine.
Yeah, thanks, Peggy. She can't wait to give the announcement. Do you have an upcoming announcement of a show?
I do, actually. I'm doing Mac and Mabel at City Center in
February.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, it's a limited run?
Very limited
run. It's going to close quick.
Yeah, but like it already knows it's closing, yeah, you know, so it's not going to be like sad news or anything.
It probably will be, though, because you'll be unemployed again.
Very true.
Do you have anything lined up after that?
And my birthday.
What do you sing in Mac and Mabel?
I sing Tap Your Troubles Away. And
are you a tap dancer?
I am.
Really?
I am, yeah.
Like a real tap dancer?
I mean, you'll see.
Okay, the
you
truth comes
the
out eventually, and the truth's going to come out on stage.
Well, I guess we'll all
nothing
find
like
out.
Doing a number called Tap Your Troubles and then not being a real tapper. That's going to be
wish me luck,
a scene. I do. Do you have anything lined up after that?
I do not have anything lined up after that.
You know actors don't like that question, right, Peggy?
What?
You know actors don't like that question.
Yeah, but I have to ask them that.
Yeah, but you
what
don't.
Else is there to ask them?
Well, there's like, lots of things to ask about, but like life. They don't like to – it's not a nice question to ask actors. They don't always want to talk about it. Maybe they don't
you
have
You always
some...
want to talk about what's next.
No, I don't.
That's how I learned that this was a good question. Okay. What's the best theater job you've ever had?
Best theater job. I think that SpongeBob was probably the most fun I've ever had.
What did you have to do for that audition? Because it looked very silly and stupid.
I mean, that's sort of what was so amazing about it. Like, my audition was – it felt like I was just able to, like, play around. Like, Tina Landau was the director, and she was in the room, and she basically asked me to do, like, a karate dance, and that was really fun.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds like your film degree is going to good use. What is the worst theater job you've ever had? And why?
So when I was in high school, I was on Broadway in Spring Awakening, but I had to take
Yeah, you
a
already
vacation.
Bragged about that.
I mean, you asked me a question, I answered it. So yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily
bragging. You didn't need
bragging,
to rub it into all the kids at home.
Anyway,
they're
back
like,
to
I wish I could get
you
a
just
job.
Asked me. I was in high school doing Spring Awakening. And I had to take a break from that to do a production at my high school because I was in a performing arts high school.
And you were the lead in the high school play as well?
I mean, sort of. But it's not, and this one isn't bragging because
this was terrible.
They
were like,
maybe
Chuck will come.
I had to do,
please let Chuck
I had to
come.
Play Van Helsing in a play of Dracula.
Oh, plays are useless.
My drama teacher wrote.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
So I'd say that
first
was
of all,
that.
Being in a play at all is such
plays
a waste.
Are great.
Plays are horrible. They're pointless.
Okay.
Also, doing something your drama teacher wrote, you can't be honest about that, you know? That's
not
horrible.
Really.
No. Oh, poor guy. He just wanted Chuck to come.
And he did. He sat in the front row.
Wow. Well, they got what they asked for.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Do you think your parents are proud of you?
No.
If you could, would you turn back and do a different life?
No.
You like it?
I like it. I like it. I think it's fun.
Even with all the downsides.
Yes. I mean, you gotta have a thick skin, but I get to do what I – like, I've been able to, you know, support myself as an actor since I
well, you're very
graduated
lucky.
From college, basically, and I'm
very,
very
lucky.
Yeah.
Very.
Right. No, I know
beyond.
I'm yeah, I'm lucky. I get it.
Do you have a therapist?
Yeah, I was at therapy earlier today.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank
I
God.
Ask everybody I because I really want to encourage them to go because
–
it's a rough business, you know, a lot of drugs, a lot of addiction, a lot of sadness, a lot of loneliness.
This business?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you have a podcast?
Not everybody has one.
Okay, everybody has one these days.
Yeah.
No, what would your podcast be about?
Not theater.
No?
No.
Be about other people's journeys?
I think my podcast would be about, like, dogs.
Oh, yeah. I would listen to that. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. It would just, like, be people talking about their dogs. It'd be,
are your dogs very, very well behaved?
No.
Oh, then what makes you an expert?
One is a very well behaved, and one is an absolute monster. But I still love and adore him because he's really cute.
Dogs are the best. They're so much better than people.
Truly.
What's your backup plan, Lily?
Backup plan for,
yeah, for life. Like after March, like what's going to happen to you?
Winning the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
you already won the lottery. You're Chuck Cooper's daughter.
Wow. Okay. There you go. That's, yeah, my backup plan.
There you go. That's your
Chuck
backup
plan. Cooper's daughter.
What would you be if you weren't an actress?
I would be a interior designer.
You would?
Yeah.
Do you like designing your house?
I really do like it.
Does it look
lot.
Nice?
I design my dressing room, which is,
oh, you didn't
now,
get Mike Harrison?
We closed.
You didn't have an extra $5,000 lying around?
No, I didn't have an extra. I decided to, you know, go to Home Goods myself.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Broadway people told you to shut up and sing. Or, I liked you before starting talking about politics. So let's talk about it. You ever heard that?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you like talking about politics?
No.
Have you ever met the Obamas?
No, I have not. That is a dream.
Have you ever performed for them?
No.
They love Broadway.
They do.
They don't go to your shows?
They have yet to come to my shows. Sorry?
They didn't come to Tootsie?
No. We didn't last.
They didn't
long.
Come to SpongeBob? That
no.
does not seem like it would be up their alley.
I don't think that's
they read,
up their alley.
You know, they're like very well-read, smart people. So it makes sense that they wouldn't have come to any of your shows. Maybe they came, I mean,
they probably won't listen to this podcast town. Either, so there's really no point in us talking about them.
Well, I mean, I just love them.
Yeah, me too. They're great.
I was going to ask you this. So there's a segment I like to call Where Are They Now?
Where are they now?
Okay.
Okay. And it's,
you have a lot of segments.
Yeah, I know. I know. This isn't your normal podcast. Boring, tell me your journey. Because I know your whole journey already.
Mm-hmm.
This is a segment to pay tribute to the people in the business we've lost track of.
Okay.
Maybe they wanted Tony. They couldn't handle fame. Maybe they've turned to a life of drugs.
Ooh, fun.
But for whatever reason, they've dropped off the map. We want to know what happened to them. Dustin Hoffman. Where is he?
I think he got canceled.
He hasn't done anything. He did?
Oh, I think he straight up got canceled.
Whoa, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, no, I think he like Me Too'd some folks and got canceled.
Well, that's depressing.
Yeah, it is.
Last thing I saw him in was Kramer versus Kramer.
And he was great.
And Tootsie.
He was great in that too.
Let's play a segment called Give Me Your Phone.
Give me your phone.
Give me your phone.
Oh, okay.
Is that, oh, it's charging.
Can you just do that?
What is this, an iPhone 5? Jesus,
right.
You have
I can't
coins.
I can afford an iPhone 11 because my show just closed.
Can you unlock
we
it?
We get it, Peggy. I don't have to unlock it.
Do you have
it.
Any famous people in here?
Not really.
No?
No.
Can you call your dad?
Oh, God. Do I have to?
Kinda.
Let's see if he picks up.
Maybe we should FaceTime him.
All right. Let's FaceTime him. I don't know if my dad even knows what FaceTime is. My dad used to be
Big.
Chuck Cooper in my phone because my phone just automatically did that. And whenever anybody saw me texting Chuck Cooper, they were like, wow, what is your relationship with your father? You can't even put dad in your phone.
Wow, that's deep.
I know.
You're like, he's
but
just my agent.
But it wasn't
he
my
just
choice.
Gives me jobs.
My phone automatically
pick up dad. Oh, dad, love me. It's the actor's
love
nightmare.
Me, please.
Please love me, parents. Oh, he doesn't know how to pick it up.
No. Should I call him regular?
Yeah. You should put ICE so everyone knows it's in case of emergency. It's a very important thing to have in your phone.
The iPhone has that thing now where you can just have the little red star thing next to the name.
What?
Like my mom is my... Hi, Dad.
Hi.
So you're...
Wait, hold on a second.
Okay.
Put it up to the mic.
Okay, what's up?
So I'm on a podcast right now.
Chuck Cooper. You're on a podcast and I'm such a huge fan. My name's Peggy.
I'm on a podcast called Getting Peggy With It. And she wanted me to call you, so you're on a podcast now.
Yeah, we talked about you almost the entire episode because it was the most interesting part about Lily's life.
Really? No,
you can be on here too. if you wanted.
She really loves you. Like, she's kind of obsessed with you.
Everybody needs to be brought down a peg sometimes, Chuck. You know, actors get very arrogant. Yeah, they do. As you know.
I don't know what he's saying. Are you in the car?
He's underwater.
No, I'm just in the house by the light of fire.
Okay. Oh, by the fire. Are you with your Tony?
No, his Tony's at his other house.
Oh! It's too bad your daughter didn't get one.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's a shame. There would have been two by the fire.
It ain't over till it's over.
Oh, you're right. Life is long. Life is long.
Oh, my God. So what is this podcast about? What
Chuck
is,
Cooper, what is it? Would you be able to... It's called Getting Peggy With It, and I roast Broadway.
You roast Broadway?
Yeah, she roasts Broadway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you can't roast me anymore because I'm old news.
No, I could find a way. I would dig deep. Although it'd be very hard because first I would fangirl. Your laugh is delightful. Oh, thank you so much for picking up.
Oh, it's my great pleasure.
Did you call your daughter Pumpkin? Because that's adorable.
Yeah, he calls me Pumpkin.
Sorry, say that again?
She asked if you called me Pumpkin. And you do. You do.
That's so sweet. Well, thanks for getting Lily so many jobs so we can enjoy her performances.
Yes.
She gets her own job.
Yeah.
I paid him to say that.
Thanks, Chuck Cooper.
All right, I'm going to hang up now. I'll definitely call you after this. Bye.
Poor Chuck Cooper. Oh, yay. What a good sport. This has been a very special episode of Getting Peggy With It with Peggy, and this is Lily Cooper, and I hope she comes back again.
I don't think I'm gonna.
Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll probably have her on for part two with her dad.
Oh, God. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We wanna sing another song. We wanna sing another song. Everybody wants one more. So.
You've been listening to Getting Peggy With It on the Broadway Podcast Network. Getting Peggy With It is produced by Alan Seals and directed by Ellen Marie Marsh. Getting Peggy With It is edited by Alan Seals and Ellen Marie Marsh, and she won't let you forget it. Please follow Peggy's adventures at Greetings, it's Peggy! One word, dummies. Special thanks to Taylor Newsom and Josh Lehman. Peggy is a character created by Morgan James. That's me, Morgan James. And Peggy. And Morgan. Oh, no, just Peggy. They sure are.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.